Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Keala Patterson credits her Christian upbringing to her strong morals and family values. She's kept those with her as she's had a very special year. This past year, she ran in her first pageant and won the local title of Miss North Shore. In preparation of Miss Hawaii, she served in countless community and nonprofit events. She went on to place second runner-up at the Miss Hawaii pageant this past May, and winning her scholarship money, where she's looking into getting her master's degree. Well, she credits the Lord. She credits the Lord for the things that have taken place. And today we join together to connect with you, to share, well, for her to share heart to heart with you about the difference her relationship with God has made in her life, and the difference relationship with Christ can make in your life as well. That's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord. If you don't know Him, for you to know how much He loves you, how much He knows you, in spite of whatever you might be facing right now, today, at this very moment. He loves you so much. He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ who has touched the heart of Keala Patterson can touch your heart as well. And it's our hope, it's our prayer that you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, even as Keala has. Keala, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Makaha on the Waianae Coast.
Go further. What was it like growing up there?
We grew up close to Makaha Beach, so it was a lot of family time walking over to the beach. I did karate growing up, so we had a family dojo at Makaha Elementary Park. So a lot of our time was spent as a family doing different activities there, if it was in the water or karate or going to church.
You're the daughter of a well-known clergyman mm-hmm. in Hawaii. Share with us about your well-respected father, Kaleo Patterson.
Well, he was very excited that I was speaking with you on the show today. He had wrote a whole bio in case you wanted it of him, too. But he's an amazing man. He's been a pastor in Oahu for as long as I can remember. Growing up as a PK or a pastor's kid, mm-hmm. me and my siblings got to go to church every day, get to know the different church families as we travel to different churches. It's just been a great experience. And having that experience from a very young age, I think, helped me with my Christianity as I was raised in the church. My mother was also a Sunday school teacher. So together with both my parents so deeply involved in the church, we had a special role in every church that we went to.
Being a PK,
yes,
pastor's kid, I think that's a very unique role. But your father, Kaleo Patterson, was pastoring at Kaumakapili Church
yes.
for some time. Mm-hmm. So you would commute.
Yeah, from Makaha to Kaumakapili in Vineyard Nimitz area every Sunday. So as a family, we'd all load up in our van and we'd make the commute and we'd share Sunday brunches after church, waimalu chop suey. So church always followed with fellowship.
Those must be sweet memories.
Oh, they are.
As you
yes.
look back.
Definitely was from a very young age, and seeing those pictures of when I was 3 or 4 or being baptized at 1 with Kaumakapili. Really hits home with me, and it's very sweet memories.
What do you remember of what dad and mom taught you as you were growing up?
To respect others, to be kind to everyone, treat everyone how you would want to be treated. Something like the golden rule mm-hmm. was really what they enforced in me. Yeah. I mean, there was so much more I could go on for a while, but I think that's what really I think of when I think of what they instilled in me.
We have something in common.
Yes.
We are both the babies of our family. What was it like for you?
I loved it. I don't know how my other siblings did. But as I mentioned, being the baby, all my older siblings got a part in raising me. And in that way, they have that stronger connection with all my different siblings. My brothers are about 15 years older than me. And when they were in high school growing up, they especially had time for me in helping to raise me as my parents went to work. Mm. And then as they graduated, me and my sister had that special bond of going to school together at Kamehameha, catching that hour-long bus ride every day to and from town. So I would say our siblings were all really close. Being the baby has just made it all sweeter.
And your older brother, I hear he's following the footsteps of your father.
Yes, he is. My brother Jonas is about 35 now, and he's going to Philadelphia to do seminary. And mm-hmm. he's moving his whole family of five and his wife there. And, yeah, he's really hoping to follow in my father's footsteps with the UCC Church.
I think it's a great time to go to seminary mm-hmm. from the standpoint of having that much life experience and then go back and learn, the theology, the biblical studies, and various forms of specialty in ministry preparation. Now, talk to us about your desire, your dreams of running for Miss North Shore and consequently Miss Hawaii.
Yes. For a few years now, I've always wanted to run for Miss Hawaii. That was a dream, a goal, and I put it on my bucket list to run for Miss Hawaii and hopefully become her. So this past year, I dedicated a full year of preparing for that pageant and that whole transition. I ran in November in the Miss East Oahu, Miss Kahala, and Miss North Shore pageant. Mm. Out of the 12 girls, I won the title of Miss North Shore, which got me a place to run in the Miss Hawaii pageant, as that kind of was a preliminary pageant. The rest of that year, the next 6 months, was spent preparing mentally, academically, physically, serving in the community, and also working with your own personal platform. Mine was raising awareness on diabetes, and that was spent advocating for them, working with the American Diabetes Association, helping with community events they had, and also being that spokesperson for the cause.
Why did you choose diabetes?
I chose diabetes as a public health student at HPU. I saw the impact that these advocacy for health programs could have in the community. My grandfather has diabetes for as long as I've known him, and also my cousin in Maine had died at the young age of 21. Mm. So having that large impact, I wanted to do something about it, where I could advocate, like I said, on the effects of diabetes in the community.
What have you learned? When you talk about the platform, mm-hmm. building the platform,
yes.
What have you learned in the process of doing that?
A lot of things. I mean, there's things that we can all work on to improve these health, and then also what I can do. I've learned that, you know, just because I'm an individual, I'm only 21, you know, there are no limits on what I can do to make a difference. And being that this is a Christian radio show, I'm able to say that it's because of God that I'm able to do more things that I never thought I could do alone. You know, so He has given me the strength to go out there and work with the Senate or advocate with the American Diabetes Association, or I tackled the task of raising $1,000 in 2 weeks before their Step Out to Stop Diabetes Walk. And that was something I really wanted to do, but I didn't think I was able to give in 2 weeks. Mm. But with the support of my family, friends, and church members, we all came together and I was able to raise that $1,000 for them. So I don't credit solely myself, but also the Lord for that.
When you talk about the platform,
mm-hmm.
and mental preparation, what kind of mental preparation does it take? You know, someone might be thinking, well, you just run. You run for, you compete for the pageant. How do you,
yeah.
What do you mean mental preparation?
Oh, well, a lot of people underestimate this pageant, and I was one of them. Mm-hmm. The pageant is a lot of work. We did countless hours every week in meetings, in trainings, and in community service. Every week I had about 2 appearances where I was either volunteering, feeding the homeless, or helping with the nonprofit's annual fundraiser. So it was a lot of time, but what you said about mental, a lot of mental toll it has on you, you're kind of constantly thinking, how can I be better? How can I be a better contestant? How can I be someone worthy of the Miss Hawaii title? And mm-hmm. that's kind of what all 29 contestants were mm-hmm. thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't so much I need to be better than the other contestant. Oh, she's looking really good. I need to be better. It was, how can I be a better version of myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say I've grown so much because of that. I've pushed myself to new limits, and walking away, I didn't get the title of Miss Hawaii, but it's okay, because the amount that I've grown as a person is just as rewarding.
It's a wonder. It's a wonder to grow.
Yes.
It's a wonder to learn. Someone might say, well, that's maybe in some way synonymous. You're learning and you're growing. They go hand in hand. If you're growing, you're learning, and mm-hmm. vice versa. Kiala, you've experienced that in your life. In these relative early years, it's inspirational, really. When we come back, let's go further. Let's talk about the journey. Maybe give us more of a behind the curtain view of the journey of what it takes to prepare. You see, when we live our lives, God may give us a dream. But it's in the preparation that He takes us to become the people to fulfill that dream. And very often we overlook the wonder of the journey, the wonder of the preparation. The preparation is so key for all of us. Kiala Patterson will share more when we come back.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you look at someone and you say, well, God just blessed her and made her beautiful and gave her a wonderful personality, and well, that's why they win these beauty pageants, because they're just endowed with these incredible gifts. What most people don't understand is that there are certain things that have to be done in preparation. You know, God gives gifts, but how do you develop those gifts? Well, I think a person like a Keala Patterson stands before us as an example of what it means to take a gift that, or a number of gifts, multi-gifts that God has given, and do something with it. And in so doing, being brought to a place of responsibility in cultivating gifts and talents and refining these skills for the purpose that God has given her to pursue. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm very grateful that you're with us today. Keala Patterson is in studio. She's Miss North Shore. She was a second runner-up of the Miss Hawaii pageant, and she's here to share heart-to-heart with us. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com, that's how you can get this program. Maybe you're tuning in right now. Look, you can get the program in its entirety for free. That and other resources at TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Keala, you talked about preparation. What other forms of preparation beyond what you shared earlier was necessary? Mental, you talked about physical. What other parts were needed?
Spiritual. There was a lot of spiritual preparation I went through in kind of finding out who I was. You know, going into this pageant, the judges will judge you as a person, your personality, your beliefs, the way you can articulate your questions and answers. So leading up to it, a couple months, I would just pray to God that He would make me the person that I thought Miss Hawaii should be. You know, just make me worthy, prepare me for the tasks ahead, and give me the characteristics that I would need at Miss Hawaii. And so, to backtrack, sorry, but I would always end each prayer with, "But let Your will be done." So I can remember the week of Miss Hawaii, I was so stressed out, and it is a lot of pressure, you know, competing with other contestants and competing with yourself and thinking to yourself, will the judges see the real me? Will they get all that, my whole story, my whole life, in the 10 minutes they get to meet with me? So in that way, it was just pure pressure, and you really have to think about it, that it's out of your hands for the most part. You can try your best, but it's what the judges want, and then at the end of the day, it's just let God's will be done. You know, if it's not you, it's not necessarily your fault. It's just maybe not the right time.
When you said a whole lot.
I did, and I realized there were like five tangents.
Even in that last, when you say, you talked about God's time. God's time and God's will. When you would say that in your prayer, how did you feel? God, your will be done.
That's a hard one, because I had no idea what was going to happen. It was a whole year preparing for Miss Hawaii. And after the pageant, May 30th, I had no idea what I was going to do after. Because I had just graduated. I just finished an internship, and I had my two jobs. So my two jobs I would still have after graduation and after the pageant. But I didn't know if I would be Miss Hawaii and have to quit everything and put my life on hold to fulfill the duties of Miss Hawaii, which would have been great. Mm-hmm. But instead, I didn't know what God had for me, if not that. So now I'm in these couple weeks where I'm wondering, what career will I do? Will I go to school and get my master's using the scholarships I got? Or will I do a mission trip is something I've also pondered. So now I'm just wondering what's next on my plate. And I have these opportunities and these options I'm considering and applying for. But really, I'm just anxious to see what he has in store for me next.
You talk about there's a sense of a looking forward to. So there was more than just everything being put. You certainly gave it your best shot.
I did, and that was my plan A. Mm-hmm. My plan B was very lightly thought of. You know, I really just invested fully in plan A. I did have a paid summer internship in the health field that had fallen through. Mm. So that had put more of my energy into plan A.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I don't want to say I was necessarily born into it, but I was born into a strong Christian family. Mm-hmm. With my father, as I mentioned, as a pastor in the church, I was really born into the church and raised there. And through that, I had found my Christianity by going to church every Sunday and by seeing my family as strong Christians and that Christian upbringing with the strong morals and the biblical references and teachings. I found myself that Christian, I believe. I'm not sure if this is making sense, but let me think if I can remember a specific time where I knew I was Christian.
Was there?
If there was a turning point. Okay, I can't think of one right now, which I'm so sorry I didn't prepare that.
Well,
but
because
I'm
people
thinking,
do, some people don't.
Yeah, if there was a specific turning point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got baptized at the young age of like one, even mm-hmm. before I was one. So at that, I didn't remember, and I didn't make that conscious decision. I know there was definitely times where my Christianity was put into question, where I had doubts, but I mean, there was just a whole bunch of times as a teenager and as someone who went through so much stress, there were just questions as, is God still there? Mm-hmm. You know, am I a rebellious child? Like, does he love me? Is there something happened to me where I'm not a Christian like the rest of my family? One specific time, let me think of something. I mean, I can't.
You talked about...
I can maybe throughout the show think of something.
You talk about doubt. People go through that.
Definitely.
You know, somebody today might be going through that.
And it's human.
It's human. And I don't think when we doubt that God... personally, I don't think he loses it.
Yeah, I don't think he holds it against you.
Because God, when we think about God and who he is, even if we say he's not with us, it doesn't negate his being with us. Mm-hmm. Very much like how someone might say, I don't believe there is a God. Saying that there isn't a God does not negate his existence.
Yes.
You see? So, but aside from getting more and more going on the path of theology, let's go back to your experience. What do you find most memorable about your Miss Hawaii journey?
Oh, there's been so many good memories. I would say the sisterhood. We all bonded exponentially. Okay. There's 29 of us.
And so you're not at each other.
No.
There's a bonding.
Yes, there is. I would say no drama.
No drama.
This year's Miss Hawaii contestants, we had a really good batch of girls. I've heard other years where it's not always the case, but I really am thankful for the girls that we had this year in connecting with each other and also supporting each other. We were all going through the same experiences. We were all stressed, trying to figure out how we were managing everything we were doing. I had a full plate that is probably the fullest it's ever been. And I could count on the other contestants that they knew exactly how busy I was and to see them still having that smile on their face and still putting in these volunteer hours on a Friday and Saturday night every week for almost a year. That was just amazing. Like I said, they really inspired me, each one of them. And I left the Miss Hawaii pageant with 29 more friends than I started with.
It almost sounds like the training for Miss Hawaii, whoever wins, mm-hmm. isn't all that you have to do. You're conditioned.
Yes, isn't there a conditioning it really that is. Takes place? So they prepare all of us to have that busy schedule of Miss Hawaii. So we all understand those expectations of long days, countless volunteer hours, advocating for what you believe in, public speaking, interviewing, and great stage presence is another.
How do you develop stage presence?
some people are definitely born with that ability more than others, I believe, but it is not something you can't learn. I know I said a double negative, but it is something you can learn, as I've learned it. I was super shy in elementary growing up. I didn't talk much. Never thought I'd be a public speaker, which I still don't consider myself as, but
you're public speaking right now, so
I'm pretending I'm not. but through the pageant, I emceed a couple events. I spoke with people who I never thought I could just walk up to and introduce myself to, business people, local celebrities, directors of organizations. So in that way, I'm very thankful I had that title to help support me in meeting these people.
You talk about platform again. Mm-hmm. It seems like God has given you a unique platform from which to build these relationships with others, people who someone else may be very intimidated by, but not you, because of the place that you were, the place that you're at, mm-hmm. in your life right now. Kiala, when we come back, let's talk further about the journey. You have a favorite scripture that I want to find out why that is so. We'll talk about that in a moment. And maybe even some other challenges that you might have had, as you've been so courageous to take this step. I think you and your other, all 29 of you, have a lot of guts. A lot of guts, but it's propitious in the sense that when you have people of courage like that, you know they're going to go somewhere. You know they're going to be contributors, productive. They're going to make society better, as Kiala Patterson is already. And we'll be back with more Sharing Heart to Heart with you.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, we all have moments when we face points of insecurity. You know, you think you're confident, you want to be confident, you see someone that's more confident than you are, and you think, well, why can't I be like them? And even in that comparison, you find yourself diminishing within you, within yourself, and feeling, like I'm less, or I don't have as much. How do you deal with that? Sometimes I wonder about beauty queens. Let me just say it that way. Beauty queens like Keala Patterson and others. Do they ever feel insecure? Do they ever look at someone else when they themselves have been given so much? I wonder about that. In fact, I'm going to ask her today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Keala Patterson. She's in the studio with us today. Keala, hey, do you ever experience some moments of insecurity like that?
Oh, every day. There's not a moment I feel overly confident.
That's hard
I hope people don't think that. I hope people don't think I'm too overly confident. There's kind of a very fine line of being confident in yourself, but having that humility. Mm. A lot of people kind of oversee that important aspect, that you can be confident in the way you look and the way you feel and present yourself, but always have that humility that, you know, that I don't know how to explain it, but you don't ever want to seem like you're better than anyone else and just be thankful for what you have. In the areas of insecurities, we all face that, especially in the pageants. I was always insecure about my ears. I blame my dad. It's genetic. We have these big ears that stick out. And growing up, I knew I had big ears. People would tease me and ask me, "Why do I have big ears?" in elementary. And then in the pageants, I would have some people try to always hide my ears, you know, just pull my hair in front of them. And that was something I didn't mind so much. I'm used to it. And I'm a little insecure about that all the time, too. But at the end of the day, I know they're a part of me. So I know I would never want to change them. You know, people have suggested, "Oh, have you ever thought of pinning them back, you know, surgically?" And, you know, I'm like, no, never. Like, that's a part of me. It directly links me to my family. And I know that God has made me unique and that there's a reason I have them and that He made me this way. So I don't want to alter that. And I always joke that, well, I'm a listener. You know, why do you have big ears? And I'm like, because I'm a listener. But yeah, we all are different in that we have different aspects and different attributes that may not be similar or what we think is as blessed as others. But at the end of the day, we just have to appreciate what we do have and thank God that it is the way that it is and it's not worse.
This might sound a bit odd in the way that I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
But what is your name?
My name. You have been introduced me as Kiala, but that's actually my middle name. My first name is Joanna, named after the woman in the Bible, Mary's close friend. My middle name is Kiala Nani Okoloko Maikaime Kauhane Kuokoa, which means my dad was a pastor. in giving our names to the five children, he used it as a way to preach. But it's the beautiful way with the grace of God and spirit of independence. We might have some Hawaiian language specialists, you know, critique that a bit. But ideally, that's what it's meant. And he had that profound hope that we would live up to that name. You know, each of his children, that we would have these names that we would strive to be, and that in a way that is who we are.
It resounds with a prophetic expression.
Yes.
Of, not only what Dad and Mom hoped you'd be, but mm-hmm. I would imagine they prayed and sought the leading of God's Spirit.
Yes.
Even in naming you.
Mm-hmm. I know that was always a big thing with each of his children's names. You know, he waited till they were born, and he really thought, it's not something like, oh, I want my child to be the strongest, fastest, well-rounded person. It really took some thought, and I'm sure the Lord had some input there.
What's your favorite scripture?
My favorite scripture, Matthew 4:19. Growing up, my mom was the Sunday school teacher, and she always would do this one lesson every year. And it was the scripture, Matthew 4:19, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And we would act it out. And I was always so amazed at how God's power can control such a thing of, you know, supplying fish. You know, Jesus told them fish on the other side of the boat, and they did. And they found so much fish. And it was just that kind of miracle that astounded me to God's power. It was that introduction to his magnitude of power. Does that make sense? Like, did I say something wrong?
What it did to you,
this is from a young age.
It's indisputable, right? I mean, that's what you experienced.
Yeah, I was seven when I first heard that.
So from the eyes of a seven-year-old.
Yes.
What was the marvel of it all?
Well, we would act it out. You know, we didn't act out every scripture, and so I knew that one was special to have us act it out and to physically have my peers act out the scene of in the boat and have Jesus come to them and have the fish, and just seeing it visually, I was just amazed. I probably didn't comprehend the metaphors of it, but I mean, now I do, but back then I was just contemplating, how is that possible? How did God know? How did Jesus do all that? It's kind of what I asked myself at that age.
What do you think it means? You see, these stories, these biblical stories, these testimonies, they mean something. They mean, and they mean things personally too. So, what do you think it means to you?
Sorry, I just noticed all the fish on the wall. But
isn't that timely?
I know. It's like, wait a second. To me personally, I think, I mean, the scripture says to follow him and he will make us fishers of men. Following God in his teachings, in what he wants of his people and what he wants of you, his actions, your actions, the scripture you just take the first part of it, come follow me, and that's enough. That's enough where it's, you just have to trust in him. You have to follow him, follow what he wants you to do. Don't fight him.
Mm.
I mean, I could go on, but I'm going to concisely just leave it at that for now.
Well, there's a profound aspect to it in following.
Yes.
Because as we follow, when we follow, we also surrender. If you're going to follow someone,
you can't lead.
You have to surrender to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In other words, they might they might lead you to a place that you don't understand, or even a place that you don't want to go, but because you trust them and you're following them, you go anyway.
Yes.
Trusting that something beyond what you know, beyond what you understand, is going to come as a result of that. You trust them in that.
Yes. Especially when it's out of your comfort zone, you know, what you're familiar with, that's where the real trust happens.
There's also a sense of purpose, too. A sense of, and this is ironic, if we put it side by side like that. We might not understand why we're doing it, which may make us feel like we're losing purpose. But in actuality, because we're trusting, there's a higher purpose.
Yes.
In the process. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
My mind went a little sidetracked. I was thinking about when I had to just trust that there was a greater purpose for what I was doing. Since we were talking
meaning the pageant.
Yeah. I mean, since we've been talking about pageants this whole time,
yes.
My talent for the pageant was karate. Growing up, that's what I did. I wanted to do ballet, but my father and my whole family was doing karate, so that's what I did. When I got to Miss Hawaii and I needed a talent, I wanted to do hula. I wanted to do something all the other girls do and something that's beautiful. But that's not who I was. Mm-hmm. I had to stick to my guns and do karate. You know, that was who I was, and that's what I did. So I really had to step out of my comfort zone to do that on a grand stage in front of statewide television, in front of people who are expecting to see pretty dances and beautiful gestures, and I was doing karate on a grand stage. But I just had to trust that there was a purpose behind that. And I left with a goal that I wanted to inspire other girls that it's totally cool to do karate. You know, it's a great sport. You know, women can do it. It's not just a man's thing. And the night after Miss Hawaii, I heard that there were so much little girls doing karate during the telecast that at home they were kicking and punching and said, I want to be like her, you know, and that was all worth it. And it paid off, and I knew that sticking to what I do and who I am, it inspired people, and that's all I wanted to do.
Your mom and dad must be so proud.
Yeah.
They must be so proud. You know why, Kiala? Because I think very few things delight a parent as to when they see their child, when they say come into their own, meaning they find their voice, mm-hmm. they know who they are, and they're comfortable in their skin.
Yeah.
And in this sense, to see that God has made you, you mentioned a number of times, this is who I am, this is who I am. It's sort of like an underlying theme that sort of emerged from this heart-to-heart sharing.
I think I'm still developing too, so I don't think I fully understand who I am or what I will do, but I do have some sense of who I am. Yeah.
That's the wonder of it, is even knowing, yeah, I'm not done. I haven't, you know, there's still years to go. I haven't fully developed yet, but I'm walking with a purpose. Speaking of yourself, you know, mm-hmm. walking with a purpose, there's meaning to it. I'm walking towards a destiny. This is who I am. Gosh, you know, I think that'll make a good title for this particular feature, the feature of Kiala Patterson. This is who I am. I like the sound. It almost sounds like a movie. Almost sounds like a
autobiography book.
This is who I am. I'm enjoying this time. I hope you're enjoying us sharing more with Kiala Patterson, just like this, but more of it when we come back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry.
plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Sometimes people need a voice to speak on their behalf, a voice that can articulate a cause and mobilize, galvanize support, mobilize others to work towards a specific goal, a purpose, to fulfill something. And that's what our guest today, Keala Patterson, Miss North Shore, she was a second runner-up of the Miss Hawaii pageant. That's what she's been doing for the last year or even beyond that when it comes to public health, more specifically diabetes. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Find out more about this program. You can find out more about Keala here at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Keala, talk to us about your interest, or really your passion about public health.
Yes. After getting my degree in public health with my undergrad, I didn't know where I want to take that career-wise. It's a really broad area of public health. There's, you know, disease prevention, health promotion, public health safety, nonprofit work, state department of health, and it's just so much that I'm still wondering what I want to do with it. But I know that I want to give back to the community, especially here in Hawaii, where I grew up. My family is Hawaiian and Caucasian, and with that minority side of being Hawaiian, I've seen so many health complications come with it, or that my uncles and my grandpa and my dad, you know, they have so many health complications that I want to have an active role in changing that, you know, improving the health of these people, everyone in Hawaii. So in that way, I'm still not sure where my career aspirations will take me. I know I want to get a master's in public health so I can have that higher degree to help people. But right now, it's all up in the air as I'm still job applying, still considering all my options.
You mentioned the Hawaiian health challenges. What are some of these?
I mean, diabetes. That's what my platform was. A lot of Hawaiians here are affected by diabetes or pre-diabetic. And it is almost preventable for the most part, with healthy eating, managing your weight and activity levels. And that's kind of what I was trying to push this whole year, is just that health promotion to prevent these diseases that stay with you for years. You know, if we could spend a year to get healthy, we could prevent years of being sick. So in that way, I really got interested in disease prevention, especially chronic illnesses. You know, it may be easy because I'm young and I understand being fit and eating right. I'm in that new age and that's my generation. So I really feel for that older generation that does not have all that knowledge or experience. But I'd love to change that. And I'm hoping if it's in God's will for me to do that.
What is your dream?
My dream. I feel like I need some new ones now that Miss Hawaii is done. But I really do want to change the way that health is viewed today and that the way people are so heavily reliant on medicine. You know, I want to be that person to advocate for healthy living with healthy exercise and prevention instead of treatment. You know, if we can prevent half the things that happen, then we can save so much time, money, and efforts in treating these illnesses that are preventable. So if you're listening... If we can exercise and just try to eat healthy, I know that will be so much more beneficial in the long run.
What would you say to someone who says, Kayla, I've heard that over and over again.
Oh, me too.
And I see the roast pork.
Oh, yeah.
And we only live once.
YOLO.
what would you say to someone?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I am a huge dessert person. My mom bakes desserts every week, you know, and living in that environment, at that point, it's moderation. You know, mm-hmm. You don't have to cut out the things you love. And that applies to all aspects of life. You don't have to cut out the things that are bad for you. But if you can, you know, control your will and just eat the bad things in moderation, you can still enjoy a happy life and enjoy the things you love.
Well, that...
It doesn't apply to everything.
I was just going to say, well, that...
It's a stepping stone.
Uniquely said by someone who has been given a gift of grace, because the way you said it, eat the bad things with moderation.
I dieted for a year. I understand. I am there with you.
She's connecting. She's connecting. You're not alone. Now... Masters of Public Health, Masters in Public Health. What kind of specialties are there under the umbrella of that major?
Well, that I think will allow me to work at that higher level of the Department of Health or leading nonprofit organizations or health organizations, period. But I'm also considering other masters, depending on what the Lord drives me to. Mm-hmm. If it's in leading in one area of health, that will be more beneficial to have a business degree, then
right.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Or if it's getting a social work master's degree so I can work more in the lower economic status communities. You know, in Waianae, I would love to give back to that community in the areas of health. But for the Masters of Public Health, it really is seeing everything that encompasses someone's health in the community aspect level and also in the personal. So it definitely is even broad at that master's level.
If you had a chance
to
speak, I don't know, you probably had many of these opportunities, but let's say right here on this program, if there was a young lady, maybe a girl or a young lady listening, and you had a chance to speak to them about their aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
Dream bigger and go bigger. You know, you can do so much things, and you don't only have to do one thing at a time. You can juggle multiple things, and you can acquire many different talents and do different things. I've done things this past year that usually I would do in 2 years. You know, I've juggled 2 jobs, an internship, full-time school, and running for Miss Hawaii. In that way, I pursued my academics, my dream of running in Miss Hawaii, and also furthering my job at the internship at the state capitol. So, and don't let, I'm sorry, different tangents again, but don't let being a girl limit you in any ways, because that has empowered me with any underestimation that someone has had on me, I've enjoyed surpassing it.
If you could speak to mothers,
yes,
leaders of young women, whether it's in the home, we've got about a minute or so left. What would you say to them?
Okay, in less than a minute. Oh, there's so much. Mothers, I admire you, and don't give up the fight. Just keep being that role model for your children, and keep teaching them the good values that your parents taught you. And I say strive to be more. It's put yourself not necessarily first, but do something that you enjoy too, because mothers always sometimes put their children first and forget about themselves. So don't forget about yourselves.
I would imagine a mother is saying, I like that. I like what she had to say.
Oh, good.
Because you're right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I concur. I resonate with what you've just said. What about a grandmother?
Oh, a grandmother. Well, my grandmother is so kind and giving. Yeah. I'm very lucky with that. Grandmothers, it's the same. Care for your grandchildren because they look up to you too. And grandmothers are usually that connector that holds the family together, at least in mine was.
The glue?
Yeah. So grandmothers, keep doing that and know that your children love you. If they don't say it every day, know that they do and that they all appreciate you, even the youngest to the oldest, the stubbornest to the playfulest.
Keala Patterson, you have been a blessing today.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed our time together. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. But for juggling another ball today, throwing it
no
in the
problem.
Air, the ball of the Good Life radio show.
Yes.
And as it lands, I hope you catch it and are able to juggle other things as well. I know you will. So, Keala, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope as you've listened today that you were, that you enjoyed as I have, just sharing heart to heart and the insights from Keala Patterson. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Matthew 4:19, Jesus said, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Keala Patterson. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.